Poet Robert Frost said, "Home is the place where, when you go there, they have to take you in." NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg continues her Tuesday series on Home with a song that captures its essence.
The song has been around for 65 years, almost too familiar, and yet...
I heard of once in a lullaby.
17-year-old Judy Garland as Dorothy Gale, stuck at home, aching for escape to a better place. Her song in the 1939 film The Wizard of Oz was composed by Harold Arlen, words by Yip Harburg. In a BBC Scotland documentary, Harburg tells of turning L. Frank Baum's classic book into a musical. The songwriters understood the character of Dorothy, and they knew what the unhappy child's first song had to accomplish.
At this point, she's a little girl, trouble, wants to run away, wants to escape. Kansas, arid place, flowers don't even grow, it's so sandy. Where can she run to? The only thing she's ever seen that's colorful is a rainbow.
Although it's the first song in the film, it's the last song Arlen and Harburg wrote for the score. Harburg's son Ernie says they came up with it in the very last week of their contract with MGM.
Harold was suddenly hit in front of some drugstore on Sunset Boulevard, is the story. He jotted down the notes and melody lines that had come to him. Now, Harold was a... excellent piano player, and he also played symphonically, like an orchestra. And when Yip heard the thunderous chords and the sounds, he became frightened. He said, "Harold, this is for a young child."
Feeling stuck, the writers turned to their dear friend, lyricist Ira Gershwin.
He listened, and he instantly said, "Harold, play that in a more popular way, in a more simple way." And according to Yip, the split second that he heard the melody, he said, "Yes, that's it. That's right."
Ira Gershwin made another contribution to Over the Rainbow. Singer Michael Feinstein, who once worked for Gershwin, has the story.
Yip Harburg was stuck for the last line, and they kept going over it and over it. And finally, Ira said, "Why don't you make it, if happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I?" And Yip looked at him and said, "Well, that's a great idea." And when I asked Ira what caused him to chime in like that, he said, "Well, it was getting late and I wanted to make it an early evening."
But the song was not home free. When the Poobahs at MGM first heard it, they thought it slowed the film down and ordered it out. This happened three times. Eventually, producer Arthur Freed won the battle, and little Dorothy Gale, and for the rest of her brief life, Judy Garland, had a powerful song to sing.
"Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me."
Over the Rainbow became Judy Garland's theme song. She ended her concerts with it, sitting on the edge of the stage, no microphone, just that stunning, throbbing voice, pouring the roller coaster of her life into the music. Historian and biographer Will Friedwald says all of Garland's 47 years were summed up in this song.
It became so closely identified with her that, for instance, when Ella Fitzgerald was asked to sing it for her Harold Arlen songbook album, she refused to do it, and they really had to go to elaborate lengths to get Ella Fitzgerald to do it. And one measure that other singers take is to try to do it as differently as possible from Judy Garland. One tactic is to use the verse. Judy Garland pretty much never sang the verse. Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, and Tony Bennett, all three of them sang the verse. And Tony does it up-tempo, just because that's as different from Judy Garland as you can get. When other singers do it, they really have to, you know, defeat Garland's ghost before they can even think about tackling it.
"When all the world is a hopeless jumble and the raindrops tumble all around, heaven opens a magic lane.
When all the clouds die Talking up the skyway, there's a rainbow highway to be found. Place behind the sun,
just a step behind the rainbow.
What have you learned, Dorothy?
Well, I think that it wasn't enough just to want to see Uncle Henry and Auntie Em, and it's that if I ever go looking for my heart's desire again, I won't look any further than my own backyard. Because if it isn't there, I never really lost it to begin with. Is that right?
That's all it is. Are you ready now?
Yes.
And she closed her eyes and thought, there's no place like home, there's no place like home. Over the Rainbow won the 1940 Oscar for Best Song, and so many years later, today's singers, Eva Cassidy, Jane Monheit, are finding a home in this song.
Somewhere over the rainbow way, up high, that I heard of once in a lullaby, somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue.
I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
The dreams that you dare to dream really do come true.
Versions of Over the Rainbow and background on the Wizard of Oz movie score are at npr.org.
Wake up where the clouds are far behind.